This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today we continue our study of the suffering of being hated. For the past several times we've been studying why Jesus was hated. You remember that according to John chapter 15, Jesus had warned his disciples that as the world had hated him, so it would hate them, that is, the disciples also. We have seen that Jesus was hated by the religious leaders of his day. He was hated by rich people, and though at first he was followed by the common people, at the last, the Jewish leaders had them crying out during the trial of Jesus before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And so they came also to hate him, though many of them later became his disciples, being baptized into Christ according to Acts chapter 2. But as I suggested just briefly at the close of our last lesson, as we find something of the hatred of Jesus for the common people in Matthew 26, Mark 14, and Luke 22, that it may have been that they had been brought to this point because they had seen him drive the money changers from the temple, and perhaps they had at least some interest in this kind of activity. It may have been because they had heard his great debates with the Jewish leaders, and had finally been won over by the Jewish leaders to hate him when they had come to understand that his kingdom was not to be an earthly kingdom, but was the kingdom of truth, as Jesus made clear to Pilate in John chapter 18. When after the Jews had accused Jesus of claiming to be a king, and Pilate took him back inside and questioned him, "Art thou a king?" And Jesus said, "Thou sayest." But now note carefully that he makes clear that he is not a king in rival to Pilate's emperor in Rome, the Roman Caesar, but that rather he was the king in a spiritual realm, the king of truth. How many people have never understood that? Many people have looked for Christ to come again to set up a kingdom on earth, which the Bible knows or teaches. The kingdom of God has already been established. It was established on the first day following the first day of Pentecost, following the resurrection of Christ from the dead. You recall that Peter's sermon on that day indicated that he was seated on the throne of David and pleaded with the people to know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ. Now the Lord means the ruler, the one who has sovereignty. He is the king sitting on the throne. And so you need not look for Christ to come again to earth to sit on the throne. He's already king. He is, according to Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16, King of kings and Lord of lords. And according to Colossians 1:13, even at the time Paul wrote that book in the days of the New Testament, that people had already been translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And so when the common people came to understand that Jesus was talking about a spiritual kingdom, not one that would involve his leading the Jewish legions while he goes out before them on a white horse and destroy the Roman army and set up a Jewish kingdom, but rather that he is king of truth. Jesus said that he came into the world to bear witness of the truth, in short, to be king of truth. Wherever there is a person who really loves and obeys the truth, there you find the kingdom of God, a member of it. So the common people, no doubt, came to hate him because they came to understand that he was not going to set up the kind of kingdom which they anticipated. And then their adoration turned to hatred, no doubt, because they did not really want a spiritual kingdom. There are many people who want the church to be something in which they can do as they well please. In other words, if they wish to worship in a way other than how the Bible teaches, they want to do that. They do not want the Bible telling them that they should not. If they want to do one thing for men to do to be saved, then they do not want any interference from the Word of God. And this kind of thing led men to turn away from an initial popularity toward Jesus to a hatred of it. And it will have very much that same kind of effect in the lives of some people, even today, as it did with his early disciples. Be with us tomorrow as we begin again a study of this very important Bible subject, the suffering of being hated, both upon the part of our Lord and Savior and his disciples.